That business idea keeping you awake? It's not going away. For millions of people, the dream of entrepreneurship collides hard with reality. Mortgages, healthcare, families depending on steady paychecks. Silicon Valley's burn the boats mythology feels less like inspiration and more like a luxury only the already wealthy can afford. This is where the third shift philosophy changes everything. Those hours when most people scroll through social media or binge another series, that's when ordinary people build extraordinary futures, not by quitting their jobs, but by strategically using stability to fund passion. The third shift isn't about working yourself to exhaustion. It's about reclaiming hours you're already awake, early mornings before the kids wake up, late evenings after dinner, weekend hours currently devoted to mindless consumption. These margins become your laboratory for building something that matters. What makes this revolutionary is how it demolishes the dangerous risk-it-all narrative that has excluded most people from entrepreneurship. When you maintain financial stability while testing ideas, you remove the desperation that leads to terrible decisions. You can think clearly, pivot intelligently, and build sustainably rather than scrambling for quick cash. This approach has opened entrepreneurship's doors to veterans, women, people of color, and anyone traditionally locked out of the venture capital game. You don't need inherited wealth or an MBA. You need discipline to transform wasted margins into meaningful action. This isn't about superhuman talent. It's about extraordinary discipline applied to ordinary hours. Most aspiring entrepreneurs fail by falling in love with their solution before understanding the problem. Someone who loves baking opens a bakery, only to discover they hate managing staff and suppliers. They confused enjoying an activity with running a business. True entrepreneurial passion focuses on solving specific problems for specific people. What keeps you up at night? What sends you down research rabbit holes? That persistent tug reveals your entrepreneurial North Star. The crucial distinction: stay obsessed with the problem while remaining flexible about solutions. When you marry yourself to a specific approach, you become blind to feedback and resistant to pivots. Your sustainable advantage emerges from authentic passion competitors can't replicate. When you genuinely care about solving a problem, you'll outwork and outlast those chasing profit alone. This problem-first mindset prevents building solutions nobody wants while keeping you energized through inevitable setbacks. The most counterintuitive principle: get paid to learn rather than spending money up front. Instead of securing loans for equipment and inventory, work part-time in your target industry while maintaining your day job. One aspiring coffee entrepreneur worked service shifts at an established shop for 3 months, learning roasting techniques and supply chain management. This apprenticeship revealed her real opportunity wasn't retail, but supplying premium coffee to boutique hotels, a realization that might have come too late had she already invested in storefront space. The strategy follows four principles: only celebrate money from customers, not loans; learn the business before spending money; be specific about your target market; and ensure your product is genuinely excellent. This inverts traditional business education. You learn by doing while generating revenue or minimizing costs. The market becomes your professor, providing immediate feedback. When you apprentice first, you discover the unglamorous realities of your industry before committing resources, saving yourself from expensive mistakes while building genuine expertise and industry connections. Position yourself as a teacher, not a salesperson, to build trust that attracts customers. An antique map dealer hosted salon-style gatherings for history enthusiasts instead of opening an expensive store. By sharing knowledge in elegant settings, he established expertise while generating sales without storefront overhead. This embodies a powerful truth: he who teaches sells. When you generously share knowledge rather than push products, you build authority that becomes your most powerful marketing tool. Expertise isn't about formal credentials. It's about publicly sharing knowledge and solving problems. Most people think they need more qualifications when they really need to start helping others now. Going public before feeling completely ready creates opportunities for those who need your current expertise. Your willingness to teach demonstrates confidence while building relationships that transcend transactions, creating loyal advocates rather than one-time customers. Traditional business obsesses over return on investment. Third Shift Thinking introduces return on initiative, the opportunities, connections, and insights generated through proactive action. This explains why some entrepreneurs seem lucky. They consistently create circumstances where good things happen by initiating conversations, relationships, and projects that allow others to co-author outcomes. Their overnight breakthroughs result from numerous small actions observers don't see. Initiative creates serendipity by putting yourself in motion, reaching out, showing up, sharing ideas. You can't control exactly what opportunities emerge, but you ensure you're positioned to encounter them. Action generates clarity. We often believe we need perfect clarity before acting, but the reverse is true. Clarity emerges from action. Break tasks into specific, immediate actions. Instead of research potential clients, identify specific individuals to contact today. Each small success builds self-efficacy that makes subsequent actions easier. Consistent small actions create momentum that eventually appears magical to outside observers. Sustainable success comes from creating a monopoly of one, a unique value proposition others cannot replicate. This emerges from your distinctive combination of personality, network, experiences, and passions. While none alone may be unique, their specific combination creates an offering only you can provide. One finance professional merged his corporate background with outdoor interests, creating networking experiences for finance professionals centered around outdoor activities, developing an offering without direct competition. This redefines competitive advantage. Rather than competing on price or features, you compete based on authenticity and unique perspective. It transforms perceived weaknesses into strengths. Unusual experience combinations, non-linear career paths, and diverse interests become differentiating factors. Your monopoly advantage may not be immediately obvious. Sometimes friends and collaborators recognize how seemingly disconnected elements could combine into something distinctive. Entrepreneurial success comes from accumulated small wins, not dramatic breakthroughs. Begin modestly, a networking group, a garage-based experience, a weekend workshop. Each success builds credibility and momentum. One entrepreneur waited a year for the right retreat center location rather than settling, positioning his venture for sustainable success. Redefine success beyond vanity metrics like funding rounds or rapid scaling. Prioritize sustainable wins, building toward long-term impact over flashy but unstable growth. Celebrate each milestone, first customer, first revenue, first hire, as evidence of momentum. In a world glorifying overnight success, the most powerful path remains. Start small, focus on meaningful problems, and build supportive communities. Your third shift isn't just about building a business. It's about building a life of purpose, impact, and fulfillment without sacrificing financial stability. The question isn't whether you have what it takes, but whether you'll use your margins, those precious hours between your alarm clock and your pillow, to build something that matters. What will you do with your third shift?